Good morning, Moreton Bay. You're tuned into 101.5 FM, Moreton Bay Zone, and it's a beautiful morning here in Queensland. I'm Steve, and today we're thrilled to have a very special guest in the studio, Craig Thomas, the Group Chief Executive Officer of the Caboolture Sports Club Group. Craig's been making waves in the hospitality and community sports scene, and we're going to dive into his journey, the club's impact, and what's next for this powerhouse organisation. Craig, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Steve, and it's great to be here on 101.5 FM. I'm excited to chat about what we're doing at the Caboolture Sports Club Group and in the broader community.
Fantastic. Let's kick things off. For those who might not know, the Caboolture Sports Club Group is a big deal in our region with over 1.9 million, that's right, 1.9 million in community support each year. Can you give us a quick overview of what the group encompasses and your role as CEO?
Absolutely. Steve, the CSC Group includes our flagship Caboolture Sports Club, North Lake Sports Club, Sports Central Caboolture, and now the new Glasshouse Club has come on board. We're a not-for-profit community club founded in the early 1990s by six sporting clubs, and we now support over 300 local sporting clubs, community groups, and individual athletes. My role as Group CEO is to oversee operations, ensure we're delivering top-notch experiences for our members, and keep our commitment to giving back to the community. It's about balancing hospitality excellence with our community impact.
Oh, wow, that's an impressive scope. And you've been the CEO role for a few years now, coming from the Wynnum Manly Leagues Club, where you had led a massive $16 million redevelopment. What drew you to the Caboolture Sports Club?
Well, Steve, I've always been passionate about community-focused organisations. I live local, but at Wynnum Manly, we turned around the club that was in a tough spot financially, growing membership from 20,000 to 38,000 members and achieving great profits. And what really excited me about Caboolture was the club's deep roots in the community and its potential to grow even further. The CSC Group's commitment to supporting local sports and fostering a sense of belonging was perfect fit for my values and experience in hospitality and leadership.
That's a big leap, and clearly you've got a knack for turning things around. We're in good hands. Let's talk about the community and the CSC support. How does that actually play out for locals here in Moreton Bay?
It's all about making tangible difference. We provide cash and in-kind support to local sporting clubs like the Caboolture Rugby Union, football, cricket and others, helping them with facilities, equipment and funding. For example, we're partnering with Moreton Bay Regional Council to support sporting fields at places like Kinsella's Park and North Lakes Woodside Sports Park. We also back individual athletes, community groups and youth programs. It's all about creating opportunities for kids to play sports, for the families to connect and for the communities to thrive.
Oh, that's so important, isn't it? Especially for young people. I know our listeners love hearing about local success stories. Can you share a specific example of a program or initiative you're particularly proud of?
One that stands out is our support for youth development programs like those at PCYC Caboolture, which we collaborate with. They run fantastic initiatives like the After Dark Sports Program for young people facing disengagement. We provide funding and resources to help keep kids off the streets and engaging them in positive activities. Another example is our Battle of the Site Barbecues, which raised over $47,000 for Livin', a mental health charity, in September last year. Seeing our team and members come together for causes like this is incredibly rewarding.
Wow, $47,000 raised. That's incredible. It really shows the power of community. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to hear more about your vision for the CSC Group and maybe a bit about the dining and entertainment options that keep people coming back. Stay tuned. Moreton Bay, you're on 101.5 FM. So Caboolture Sports Club has won awards like Queensland's Best Sports Club for the last 3 years. I've also heard you're undergoing a major upgrade in the Caboolture venue. What makes your venue so special and what's happening with this upgrade?
Thanks, Steve. Our venues are designed to be community hubs and we're taking that to the next level with a major upgrade at Caboolture Sports Club. We're revamping the venue to create a more modern, family-friendly space with enhanced facilities from dining areas to entertainment zones. A big focus is on our food service, designed with families in mind. Think kid-friendly menus, affordable options like our famous fish of the day at the Mill Restaurant, and spaces where parents can relax while kids are entertained, where parents can relax while their kids are entertained. Beyond the upgrade, we've got dining options like the Mill, Laneway and Tempo Lounge at Caboolture, plus the Banyan Restaurant at North Lakes with its 100-seat outdoor deck, perfect for enjoying a meal under the Moreton Bay figs. We focus on quality, whether it's our food, the atmosphere or the service. Our members, over 70,000 strong across all our club group, get exclusive benefits, and we make sure that something's for everyone, from kids to seniors.
Oh, I love that family focus. It makes so much easier for parents to enjoy a night out.
It's all about listening to our members and community, Steve. The renovations are really family focused. We've got a new massive big kids area going into the back of the restaurant. With the upgrade at Caboolture, we're also adding new event spaces to make these experiences even better for families and groups. We're always planning new events to keep things exciting, and our team works hard to make every visit memorable.
Oh, I love the creativity. You've got a background in hospitality with experience at places like Maroochydore Surf Lifesaving Club, Brothers Lee's Club, Townsville. How has that shaped your approach to Caboolture?
Well, Steve, my time in those roles taught me the importance of culture and operational excellence. At Maroochy, I learned how to build community trust, and at Brothers, it was about managing high-pressure environments. I bring that to Caboolture by focusing on a strong workplace culture. Our team is the heart of what we do, and without them, we don't exist. I'm also big on operational change, making sure our systems are efficient so we can focus on delivering for our members. It's about creating a place where people feel valued, whether they're staff or guests.
That's a great philosophy. Let's talk about the future. Now, with this major upgrade underway, what else is on the horizon for the CSC Group? Any big plans you can share with our listeners?
We're also looking to grow our impact. The upgrade at Caboolture Sports Club is a big focus, ensuring our facilities are state-of-the-art and family-friendly with dining options that cater for all ages. We're also looking to put new big kids areas into North Lakes and also Sports Central up in Caboolture. And we're also exploring new ways to support local sports, like expanding our partnerships with groups like PCYC Caboolture, which is set to open up their new club in the end of 2025. Sustainability is always priority, as it enhancing our dining and entertainment offerings across all venues. The goal is to keep being a place where the community can come together, whether for a meal, a game, or just a gathering.
Oh, wow, that sounds exciting. I know our listeners are curious about how they can get involved. How can someone become a member or support the club's initiatives?
Steve, it's easy to join. Membership's just $5.50 or $3.30 for concessions, and it gives you access to all our venues, Caboolture Sports Club, North Lakes, Sports Club, Sports Central, and now Club Glasshouse. You can sign up at www.cabsports.com.au or pop into one of our locations. Your membership supports our community programs, and you get great perks like loyalty points and exclusive events. We're also always looking for community groups to partner with, so if you're a part of a local club, reach out to us.
Oh, that's a steal for all those benefits. Craig, let's get a bit personal. You've worked in some amazing places, mate, across Queensland. What's your favourite thing about working in the Moreton Bay region?
Steve, Moreton Bay is special. It's got this perfect mix of coastal charm, rural heart, and urban energy. The people here are so passionate about their community, and that's what makes my job rewarding. Whether it's chatting with members at the club or seeing kids thrive in our supported sports program, it's a region that feels like home.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, quick question. If you're grabbing a meal at Caboolture Sports Club, where are you heading, and what's your go-to order?
Tough call, as all our restaurants across all four clubs are really great, but I'll probably head to the Mill Restaurant. I'm a fan of the fish of the day. Great value, always fresh, perfect for family meal. Pair that with a cold Forex, I'm set.
Nice choice. Now, you've achieved so much, from turning around Wynnum Manly to leading the CSC Group as the best sports club in Queensland in the last 3 years.
Honestly, Steve, it's moments when you see the impact on people's lives. Those are the wins that keep me going.
Righto, that's so inspiring. Look, before we wrap up, are there any final messages for our listeners?
Steve, just a big thank you to the Moreton Bay community for supporting our group. Come visit our clubs, check out the upgraded Caboolture Sports Club, and enjoy our family-friendly dining options. Join as a member and get involved in our events. Together, we're building a stronger, more connected community, and tune into 101.5 FM for keeping us in the loop.
Well said, Craig. Thank you for so much. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure learning about your work and the incredible impact of the Caboolture Sports Club Group. Folks, check out www.cabsports.com.au for more info. And maybe we'll see you at the Mill for the fish special. Craig, thanks again.
Cheers, Steve. Thanks for having me.
That's all for now, Moreton Bay. And don't forget to catch this podcast and others on 101.5fm.com.au.